Hello, everyone. Hi, all you lovely people. Welcome to Go Walk the Talk. Go Walk the Talk. Go Walk the Talk. That is all of our charge. That is all of our call. That's our marching orders. Go Walk the Talk. I'm Rhonda Scott, and I just want to welcome you. I want to welcome you to my YouTube channel. I want to welcome you. I have a blog. It's gowalkthetalk.com. And so I want to welcome you. I pray that everyone is having a great day in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to be encouraged today, no matter what you're going through, no matter what your experience, hope in God. Put all of your all, put all of your hope in God. Put all of your trust in God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and is safe. So run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. So as we fix our gaze on Jesus, I want to share this prayer with you. It has really blessed me. I'm going to explain the source of it, where I got this prayer from, because you might, it's a book, and you might want to actually get the book. Okay, so this is, it's a prayer for healing and deliverance. And the title of it is a prayer for healing and deliverance to come to prophets. But I want you to just insert yourself into this prayer. You can rework the wording however you're led by the Holy Spirit, and you can put yourself or see yourself set free to accomplish the call of God on your life. So if you're in a fivefold ministry, if you're operating in the gifts, the precious, wonderful gifts of the Holy Spirit, pray this prayer. Pray this prayer. This is a prayer for God's people. Okay. And so I want to share this with you. I'm going to try not to go over it fast, because I want you to be able to absorb it. And my prayer and hope is that this prayer can minister to you, that it can reach deep in you, that it can go down in some hidden areas that you have, some untouchable areas, and just that the love and the mercy and the grace and the fire of God will reach down in those areas. So this is a prayer for you. So in the name of Jesus Christ, again, I'm going to try not to read it so fast. I get excited about it, and so I don't want to read it so fast. I want you to catch it. Okay. It says, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every curse spoken against prophets be annulled. If you're in the fivefold, instead of prophets, you can say evangelists, you can say apostles, you can say whatever, or you can just say your name. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every curse spoken against prophets be annulled. Let every negative word spoken against you be canceled. Let every attack of witchcraft, including intimidation, be canceled. I command these spirits to loose the prophets and let them go. I command them to come out in the name of Jesus. I command you to be healed and restored in your emotions. I command every attack on your mind to be canceled. I command all spirits of fear to go. Anything that would intimidate you and make you afraid to speak the word of the Lord, it must go in the name of Jesus. Fear of rejection, go. Fear of man, go. Fear of being misunderstood, go. Fear of being persecuted, go now in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits attacking your mind must leave in the name of Jesus. All spirits that make you think you are crazy, go. Spirits that want to control the way you think, go. All spirits attacking your body, leave in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of sickness and infirmity, go. I pray for your emotions to be healed. I command all rejection to leave you now in the name of Jesus. I command all hurt and deep hurt to go. I command your heart to be healed and to be made whole. I command your soul to be restored. Any prophet with a wounded spirit or broken heart, be healed in the name of Jesus. I pray that God would mend your heart and comfort you. I pray that all your wounds be bound up. Let the oil and the wine of healing be poured into your life. I command all spirits that make you feel inferior or unworthy to come out. All spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation, go in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of double-mindedness to leave you now in the name of Jesus. All spirits that make you waver and be inconsistent, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I command all spirits of wrath and anger to go. All spirits of unforgiveness and bitterness due to hurt and rejection, go. I command all spirits of pride to leave in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of arrogance and haughtiness, go. All spirits of ego and vanity, leave. I command all spirits of isolation and loneliness, come out in the name of Jesus. All spirits of depression and discouragement, go. Any spirit that makes you want to give up and quit, leave now. I command any spirit that would attack you at night to leave. All spirits of insomnia and restlessness, go. I pray that you would be healed from hurt from pastors, churches, networks, family, and friends. I pray that you would be healed from any betrayal and treachery. I pray that you would be delivered from false friends and false brethren. I command all spirits of disappointment to leave in the name of Jesus. Disappointment with pastors, churches, and the saints, go in the name of Jesus. I pray that your joy would be restored and be full. I pray for the zeal of God to be restored to you. I pray that a fresh anointing to prophesy will fall upon you. I pray that you will have a fresh anointing to dream and have visions. I pray that anything blocking or hindering your prophetic flow, your moving in the things of God, your moving in the gifts of the Spirit, be removed in the name of Jesus. Any hindrance, anything blocking your flow, be removed in the name of Jesus. Let any dam that is blocking the flow of the Holy Spirit be removed. I pray for your ears to be opened. I pray for anything stopping or blocking you from hearing the voice of God to be removed. Let your ears be unplugged. Let your ears and mind be unstopped. Let the rivers of living water flow out of your belly. Let the prophetic bubble up and gush from you. Let the word of the Lord drop from heaven on you. Let the word fall like rain upon your life. I pray that you would be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray that your cup will overflow. I pray that you would be filled with Holy Ghost boldness. I pray that you would be filled with the wisdom of God. You will have the wisdom of God to fulfill your assignment. I pray this prayer over you. I release this word over you. In the name of Jesus, receive it. Receive it by faith. Receive it not only with your mouth, but receive it in your heart. Let this word permeate you. Receive this word in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. As a believer in God, you are not limited. You are not limited. We break every restriction off of you in the name of Jesus. everything that will come to constrict and refine you, we break it off in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to spend some time with God. Just spend some time with the Father. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, spend some time. Just spend some quiet time with God. And I pray that you be all that God created you to be. I pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. In Jesus Christ's name, I want you to be encouraged. I pray that this prayer would encourage you in the Lord, that it would ignite a flame within you, oh God, and that every time that flame would begin to go out, that a wind, the wind of God would blow and would ignite that flame and reignite it. Stir up the gift of God that is in you. Oh, glory to God. Open your mouth and speak forth the word of God. Open your mouth and speak forth the word of God. The word says that, listen, we should all desire to prophesy. I pray that you get understanding to prophesy, to speak the word of God over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you stir up the gift of prophecy. The gift of the prophetic is for God's children. You belong to God. It's for you. You have the authority of the believer. Hallelujah. Receive the gifts. Receive the gifts as the Lord gives them. Anything blocking you from receiving, move now in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus Christ. So this prayer, oh, glory to God. Glory to God. It's from a book I've been reading. It's called Prophet Arise. And it says, you're called to boldly speak the word of the Lord. Now that part right there, you're called to boldly speak the word of the Lord. That's for every believer. Everyone is included in that. We all have a call to boldly speak, to boldly proclaim, to boldly declare the word of the Lord over our lives, over the lives of our families, over the lives of the people in our community, over our city, over our state, over our nation, over the nations of the world. Boldly speak the word of the Lord. And so the title of the book is Prophet Arise, and it's from Apostle John Eckhart. And it's kind of toward the back of the book. And yes, it starts at page 160. This book has really blessed me, and it goes through page 162. And I want to encourage you to just, you know, let this play. Just let it play. Let it play and receive. You know, receive. God has so much more, but you have to break off mindsets, traditions. You have to break those things off. Many people, you need to be set free from religious traditions of man, and you need to embrace a sincere relationship with Jesus Christ so that you're walking this thing out by faith. You're walking it out by faith. You're walking it out. You can go and walk the talk. You can live it out and live it out to the fullness. Jesus came that we would have life and that we would have life more abundantly. Don't ignore the but part there. The thief, John 10 and 10, the thief comes for but to kill, to steal, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. So I just pray for a more abundant life. A life of freedom. A life of joy. A life of increase. Receive the word of the Lord over your life. Get set free. It's for you. Get healed. God does not want you sick. Get delivered. Jesus came to set the captives free. And this is for God's people. Let's receive it. I pray that you receive it. You just have to receive it in your heart. You can open your mouth and say, I receive it, but receive it in your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, be blessed, be encouraged, be lifted up. Keep your gaze on Jesus. Don't look to the left or the right. Don't look behind you. Press forward and keep your gaze on Jesus. God bless you. I love you with the love of God. Grow, 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 and go walk the talk. The talk is the word of the living God, the living word of God. Go walk the talk in Jesus' name. Until next time.